Yes.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
All right, let's go through some of the Sunday storylines for week two of the NFL season. We officially start week two later today. We got Bills and Dolphins. We'll get to that game coming up in just a bit. But Rob, let's go through some of the top storylines for Sunday as we get ready for another week in the NFL.
Carrington, let's start with quarterbacks, which are always the biggest thing in the National Football League. Let's start with the veterans. We'll start here on Sunday Storylines. You mentioned it. They are talking about the Bengals. What would have been the biggest story in the league this week is either Aaron Rodgers or Kirk Cousins, two quarterbacks that were coming off of injuries that are aging. The Jets play the Titans and the Falcons. They play the Eagles this week. Which veteran quarterback is more likely to bounce back as they are both 0-1 and are coming off major injury?
I mean, I think you have to take the Jets just because of the quality of opponent. I mean, Tennessee lost to a team with their quarterback. They didn't score an offensive touchdown. He threw for less than 100 yards. Tennessee lost to that team. Tennessee might be bad. I mean, like bottom five team in the league bad. So I think you have to take them. New York not playing San Francisco in that defense. You get to play Tennessee's defense. I mean, the Falcons might be in serious trouble. You lost week one at home to the Pittsburgh Steelers. You now have Kirk Cousins on the road, national TV. That's a sentence and a phrase you don't want anything to do with. We've seen what that phrase means in over the course of his career. That phrase means interceptions. That phrase means mistakes. That phrase means you are not going on the road and beating one of the better teams in the NFC. And then next week, oh yeah, Kansas City comes to town. This Atlanta team could be staring down an 0-3, 0-4 start. Before we start to drink pumpkin spice lattes, it could get bad for Atlanta. The same way I say if you're Cincinnati, you don't want to be in a situation where you need to go on the road and win in Kansas City. You don't want to be in a position where Kirk Cousins needs to go on the road on Monday Night Football outdoors and play well. That usually it goes very, very poorly for you.
We'll stay with quarterbacks before we talk about a little team stuff. Carrington, we didn't really talk about it, but most every rookie was bad this week. At least the rookie quarterbacks. Jaden Daniels didn't throw basically at all. And Caleb Williams, I know the Bears won, but he might as well have not been throwing at all.
He threw for 93 yards.
He threw for under 100 yards in 2024.
That's not good.
These were the 1 and 2 picks in the draft. And when picks go 1 and 2, they're held to a higher scrutiny. Do you think the rookie quarterbacks get some hype and buzz back in week two, or are we looking at a bad crop?
Yeah, I think last week was just a weird week for offense in the National Football League. There were 35 touchdown passes and 27 interceptions. Now, I'm not saying that I think the numbers are going to bounce back to pre-pandemic, but I do think that we're going to get a little bit better quarterback play. This is a combination of a lot of different things in the National Football League. The offseason matters, and these teams, they don't do anything for 3 weeks and 4 weeks because nobody wants to get injured. And then it's time to show up, and you got to play at a high level. So I expect offensive numbers to – I expect to see a bump in those numbers. And if you're Washington, you got that first game, you're at home now, you got the Giants. This is a good spot for you to play well if you are the Commanders. Caleb Williams got that first game out of his hands. And I also think Chicago just has too many weapons for me to think that they're just going to be this bad offensively. Now, I know I picked the Bears to make the postseason, but they didn't run it effectively. DeAndre Swift ran it for 30 yards in the game. DJ Moore had 36 yards. Keenan Allen had 29 yards. And Romo Odunze had 11 yards receiving. I don't care how down you can be on Caleb Williams. They're not that bad offensively. So, yes, I expect a bounce back and a resurgence, not just from rookie quarterbacks, but around the rest of the league.
Let's talk about the NFC. We'll talk about first the 0-1 teams. Carrington, your Super Bowl pick, if I recall, your MVP pick, your darling in the NFC.
You're throwing a lot of shade right now.
Was the Green Bay Packers. They lost.
They're my darling. I had them being the one seed. And then Jordan Love's knee just blew up.
They play at home with Malik Willis on Sunday inside Lambeau. But like I said, it's Malik Willis time on a long week against Anthony Richardson and the Colts. Do you believe the Packers bounce back, or are they in big trouble staring down the barrel of 0-2?
No. Next question. They have Malik Willis. I mean, come on now. Malik Willis got fired for Will Levis. I mean, if that doesn't tell you everything you need to know. Like, have you ever seen who your ex is with now? And you're like, hey, it's one thing for us not to be together, but you with him? You with that dude? Malik Willis, you got beat out by Will Levis. It's sad. Sad work. No, they're not winning. No. I will say this. Did you see that throw from Anthony Richardson in week one?
That was, woo.
That was the best throw all weekend in the entire National Football League. That was the best throw I saw all week. Indianapolis might have one. If you wanted to see why a team spent a top five pick on Anthony Richardson, even though he hasn't played a whole lot of football, that is all you needed to see.
Speaking of the NFC, a surprise 1-0 team, a team that I don't believe any of us saw starting 1-0, the Minnesota Vikings. And by the way,
they had the Giants.
Looked great doing it.
Somebody had to start 1-0, whether it was the Giants or the Vikings.
Sam Darnold didn't throw an incomplete pass.
Sam Darnold was good.
Sam Darnold was very good. Kevin O'Connell, maybe a quarterback whisperer. Do you believe the Vikings continue to be the Cinderella of the NFL? They play host to the Niners on Sunday.
No, I'm not going to take them against San Francisco. I probably would take Minnesota against a lot of other teams in the league. I mean, San Francisco is 18-4 under Brock Purdy's last 22 starts. I can't take Minnesota to win this game. I know they're at home, and they won last year against San Francisco at home. Yeah, they did. That was when Christian McCaffrey and Trent Williams were both injured. Yeah, I can't pick Minnesota
McCaffrey
to win
out
this
again
game.
Though. I mean,
the Jordan Mason kid played well.
Speaking of surprise 1-0 teams, everyone's popular pick for number one overall pick, the New England Patriots, they went on the road and beat the Cincinnati Bengals. Carrington, are they going to be a salty bunch, maybe a surprise team? Are they that last to first team in the NFL, or was last week just a one-off and the Patriots get back to being what we thought the Patriots were? They play host to Seattle in week two.
We see this every year. There is a team that plays a little bit better in week one than you think, and we all say to ourselves, man, that team might be better than I thought. No, they're not. 16 teams have to start 1-0. 16 teams have to start 0-1. I am not overreacting to one New England Patriots win for a team that has the worst wide receiver room in the National Football League, a team that has Jacoby Brissett as their starting quarterback. The next handful of games for New England is Seattle, at the Jets, at San Francisco, Miami, and Houston. They got a 5-game losing streak right now, loaded up in the queue is what they have. Loss, 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 loss. Don't let that one win against Cincinnati. Cincinnati, who had two lost fumbles all of last season, had two lost fumbles in week one of this season. Let's not overreact to New England now, starting 1-0. I will not do it. I refuse to do it. I might apologize if I'm wrong next week. I don't think I'm going to be wrong. I think we know that New England's one of the bottom five teams in the league. I'm not going to let them beating up on week one Cincinnati. Week one Cincinnati is one of the five worst teams in the National Football League. I'm not going to overreact. No, I'm not going to do it.
I mean, Jacoby Brissett against Geno Smith. If that's not getting Brady and Burkhart, what is?
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.